Hello and welcome back to another podcast episode of the world's greatest podcast, which just happens to be mine. If you don't know who I am, my name is Anna. I have my own fitness and wellness app, but you probably know because you have listened to my podcast episodes already. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about what to do post-show and share some tips that will hopefully help you. I wish that someone told me all of these things before I decided that I want to compete. And I just want to apologize for still not having the pre-menopause podcast live because there was a huge thunderstorm in Dubai last week and the guys didn't have access to all of the files and the videos are being edited and it should be live soon. So as soon as I have that edited and ready, it will go live. But to get back to today's episode, we will talk about the comp prep and what to do post-comp and should you compete in the first place. Now, if you have ever competed in a bodybuilding show and you don't know what to do post-show and how to approach the post-show period, or if you're considering competing, then this episode is going to be for you. And you can also share this episode even if you don't want to compete. But first things first, I want to talk about should you even compete in the first place. I see a lot of women, they want to compete, but let's talk about this. Very often I see clients wanting to compete, but they maybe don't understand what it takes to compete and to step on the stage and to have a successful comp prep because this is not easy. I'll tell you that for free. If you're considering competing, here are a few things that I want you to keep in mind. And remember, this is just genuine advice from me, from someone who has been through everything. It is not healthy. Comp prep, it is not healthy. It is very extreme. You're pushing your body and your mind to the absolute limits. This is not something that happens very often in your life, but there are some negative side effects that you might experience, but we'll talk more about that later in the episode. We don't have to talk about it right now. So you're going to lose body fat and you're going to get absolutely shredded. And I'm saying peep skin lean. If you know, you know. This is not a goal that someone should have unless if they are getting ready for a show and unless if they're mentally prepared for what comes with competing. I wasn't prepared for everything. If you're considering competing, make sure that you have a very strong why. And this goes, same goes for if you want to lose body fat in and if you want to do a dieting phase. But why do you want to compete? What is your why? Is it to build your business? Is it to learn more about comp prep and what comes with comp prep? Or is it to then be able to coach other people to compete and to step on the stage? Do you want to be a comp prep coach or do you want to be a general population coach? Or do you just want to do it because you just want to do it? Are you doing it for the right reasons? Ask yourself this before any dieting phase, building phase, any phases in your life. But let me tell you my why. My why was to learn more about comp prep and dieting and the science of fat loss and building muscle. And I worked with Mark for 3.5 years and he prepped world champions. So if there was one person that you can learn a lot from, it would be Mark. It was either Mark or no one else. I also wanted to push myself to my limits and see if it will make me or break me. And it did break me a few times, but it also made me. So one great thing that came with my comp prep was developing this bulletproof mindset and knowing that I can do anything that I achieve, that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to, anything. And if I want to, and if I put in the work. Now, do I want to put in the work or do I not? That is the question. But if you want to compete because you want to do a photo shoot and you have some photos to post on social media, please, I beg you, don't do it. It's not worth it. It is definitely not worth it. It's not the right enough reason to why you should compete. If you want photos, if you want to put the bikini on, your tan, not the right reason. But if you do decide to compete, I would assume that you have spent at least 3 years with a focus on building muscle, at least 3 years, maybe even five, and that you have spent quite a lot of time eating in a calorie surplus and that you have a very good foundation of muscle and that you have a very good relationship with food and relationship with yourself. But the more time that you spend out of a calorie deficit, the better. You want to know why? Because you will be able to maintain your body weight on a higher amount of calories. You will be able to diet and to lose body fat eating more calories than you would in comparison if you lived majority of the last few months or even years in a calorie deficit and not eating enough and not having enough muscle, or maintaining your body weight on something super low, such as 1,200 calories, 1,000, even 1,600 calories, that is low. You need to eat more. But start by spending a lot of time in a surplus and focus on building muscle first. Build that foundation. It's like building a house. Then make sure that you have a very great coach and someone who has either competed themselves and has been through this themselves, or someone who has prepped a lot of clients and someone who is very well educated about comp prep. Because a normal dieting phase and a comp prep, they're two different things. And I will say this one more time. Make sure that you are doing this for the right reasons. I'll say it again. Make sure that you're doing it for the right reasons. If you have ever competed in a bodybuilding show and you don't know what to do post-show and how to approach the post-show period, or if you're considering competing, then you are going to love this episode. Let's talk about the comp prep first. Let's say, okay, you have decided that you want to compete and you have a clear goal and you have your set date and your place in time, and you're working very hard towards that specific goal, which is to step on stage. You're counting your calories and your macros, you're weighing your food and everything that comes with comp prep. You're doing your cardio, you're getting in your training sessions, you're focusing on your sleep and your recovery. You're going to bed early, you're waking up early, you're getting your weekly deep tissue massage and doing everything that you need to be doing. You're doing everything right, and you're also doing your best to manage your stress, because stress management is a huge thing. And then you lose body fat and then you get absolutely shredded. You get your tan, you get your makeup, you get your bikini, you get your heels, you get your hair, you get everything else that comes with competing and getting ready to step on the stage. Now you're all excited leading up to show day. Show day comes, you step on the stage, you get your placings, you do your photo shoots, everything slowly calms down. And you now don't know which direction to go and what to do post-show. That can be because you've had a specific goal for a long time and your life turned into comp prep. Everything about you and everything about your life was the comp prep, and there was no balance, because let's be honest, bodybuilding is an extremely selfish sport and you won't have any balance in your life whatsoever. Your full focus will be on your comp prep and you will live and breathe bodybuilding. If you are doing it rightly, that is, not many people do it rightly. So you competed, the show day is now the thing of the past, and you wake up in the morning after the show, and this is where the feeling of anxiety kicks in, or it can kick in. What am I doing next? What should I do? Did I sleep well? What am I doing with my life? Where is my coach? What am I supposed to eat today? How many calories am I supposed to eat today? Is my physique going to change? Am I going to gain weight? Am I going to gain body fat? Do I do another photo shoot? Do I eat more food? Do I reverse diet? Do I jump straight back to my maintenance calories? What do I do with my training and my life? You are going to ask yourself millions and millions of questions. But something that happens very often is that you get emotionally attached to your physique and you can feel like everything about you is the way that you look. This can also happen just in a normal life. You don't have to compete to feel this way. And if you're a personal trainer, you will most probably experience this, but there are ways to change this. It will take a lot of work on your mindset, but it's not impossible. I think it's often the social media pressure or the outside pressure that we feel. Comp prep is so hard because you could compete and everything can be fine, but you could also compete and then experience things such as binge eating, emotional eating, body dysmorphia. You could lose your hair. You could lose your menstrual cycle. It happens to many people. And so much more. Like, there are a lot of negative things that comes with dieting to that extreme. But hopefully praying that you don't experience any of that. I am honestly finding it a little bit hard to say what to do exactly, because different methods work for different people and everyone has a different experience with bodybuilding. Some people have a very positive experience, some people don't. But what worked for me and what helped me to transition from the very bodybuilder mindset, chicken, rice and broccoli, to a more of a normal day person who has a fitness business and loves to train hard mindset, was surprisingly doing more things that had nothing to do with lifting weights and nothing to do with what I used to do for many years. And one of those things is running. Now, I used to train handball when I was younger, when I was a young lady, and we would run for 60 minutes each session, and I was so fit. And then I stopped running and I focused on lifting weights, and lifting weights only. That was my life. And it was almost like there's nothing more to life than to lift weights. I mean, it was a very, very weird place to be in mentally, if I'm being honest with you. So I picked up running and I'm really enjoying it. I really am. And I'm not a huge runner, but I did go for my longest ever run on Saturday evening, which was 6.22 kilometers. Yes, I'm counting each meter. I am. Always will. Running helped me massively. And also setting up new goals and not having any physique specific goals. I don't care if I have more body fat, less body fat. I just want to be fit and strong. Now, recently, I have reached out to Sebastian Orab, who is also known as Australian Strength Coach, and we have started working together on my strength. This lady is about to get super strong. And I always say, invest in yourself and always learn from people who know more than you do. I did this almost since day one. If you could take any advice from me, what to do and how to manage post-comp, it would be something like this. And this is in no particular order, it's just whatever comes to my mind. Make sure that you have a post-comp goal, okay? What are you doing the first week after the comp? Are you choosing to reverse diet or are you going to jump back to your maintenance calories and start building, or do you just want to maintain your weight for a while? And when I say maintain, I don't mean maintain stage weight because that's very unhealthy, okay? You do not want to maintain any level of shredness. Maintaining a normal body weight, healthy amount of weight, maybe 3 to 4 kilograms above your stage weight. Still working with a coach. Post-show is not the right time for you to stop working with your coach and to do everything on your own. It can be really hard. It can be really, really hard. It can really mentally challenge you. But you need to have those conversations with people who have either coached other clients and they understand what you're going through right now, or who have competed themselves and they know how it feels to step onto the stage and potentially feel lost post-show. I think this happens quite often. Now, do you want to track your calories or do you want to eat intuitively? Which one is it? Honestly, it will depend on you. What works best for you and your mindset? I was very used to tracking everything for such a long time that I ended up being in this mindset of not wanting to go out for a meal with my friends because I didn't know how many calories would be in that meal. And as soon as I noticed that pattern, I stopped tracking. But the moral of the story here is do what feels best for you. Do what feels best for you. If you want to stop tracking your calories and macros, but you feel like you need to have that control over your calories, what I always recommend my clients is to have one untracked meal, then have two untracked meals, then maybe have three untracked meals, then maybe have a full day of untracked meals, and so on until you slowly transition to eating intuitively and mindfully. And this is also a process. It is a process, especially if you've been used to tracking everything for a long time. I will also mention that if you're struggling with binge or emotional eating, that you're welcome to either reach out to me at any time and I can point you in the right direction and reach out to a therapist who specializes in eating disorders. You're also most welcome to listen to the podcast episode that I filmed with Dr. Ross. And we talked a lot about eating behaviors and body dysmorphia. Training-wise, if I was you, I would set myself up some new training goals, and maybe they don't necessarily need to be physique goals or even weightlifting goals. You can pick up on other things such as cycling or running or even swimming or anything that you enjoy. Literally, do something that you enjoy doing. For me, I loved cycling and I love running. Who am I? Then set yourself up some performance-specific goals. Maybe work towards a 100-kilo squat or 120-kilo squat. Why not? You can do it. I believe in you. Or 150-kilo hip thrust or 200-kilo hip thrust. Why not? Having specific performance goals is going to be so good for both your body and your mind. And I remember a few years ago when I was in a building phase and Mark and I did a 16-week phase where I was focusing on building strength and we trained for my one rep max and I managed to squat 120 kilos and I felt like an absolute weapon. It was 100% one of the best things that I did for my mindset when it comes to training. Now, nutrition, if you want to track, you can track. If you want to eat intuitively, you can eat intuitively. You have been tracking your calories and macros for a long enough time to know how many calories are in each foods that you are consuming. Training, most definitely set yourself up some performance goals and work towards them. Maybe change your training style a little bit. Maybe maybe just make a change, maybe incorporate some running, maybe spend some more time in the nature, maybe just go off social media for a week and don't consume anyone's content. That is also very refreshing to do. But let's talk about socializing and returning back to normality after you've competed. This can also be very hard because you have spent a lot of time just focusing on the comp prep. Some people struggle with going back to that normality and socializing, and especially if you're an introvert and you don't like to go out too much, this can be a bit of a problem for you. But again, it's something that you and we can all work on. I know, I just love to be at home. I don't really like to go out, you know. I like being on my own. But everything can change when we change our mindset. Always remember that. Everything starts here. Every single thing. Going out with your loved ones and controlling your calorie intake and also enjoying your life. There are many ways to go around this. Many, many ways. And you need to find what works best for you, because what works best for me may not work best for you. If you've only competed a few days ago and you're still in a recovery mode, I would probably just eat intuitively and mindfully and have a nice balanced meal and some whole foods and avoid any sugary and processed foods, because you will end up craving more sugary and processed foods. Like, that's not even questionable. If you eat crap, you are going to feel like crap. If you haven't had any junk food for a prolonged period of time, and if you just went through an extreme diet, and if you start eating sweets and things like that, you are going to end up overeating those foods, and it is going to have a negative impact on your mindset and your digestion as well. Post-show, and after you've spent such a long time in a deficit, you can experience some negative side effects and not be able to go to the toilet regularly, or maybe feel constipated or bloated or similar. If you do experience things like that, please reach out to a specialist and see what's happening and if you have any imbalances in your gut. This is a serious problem, and it's not normal to be bloated and feel constipated. You know, when you see people online, oh, I'm bloated, just bloated, it's not normal. Anyway, being sociable after competing, it can be very challenging, but it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. And if you're surrounded with the right people, you are going to be just fine. Believe me, you're going to be fine, because we are who we surround ourselves with. You really are the average of the five people that you surround yourself with. And the people around us have a huge impact on our mindset and the way that we see this world and our thoughts and emotions and feelings and literally every single thing in our life. It is insane. If you have people around you who are constantly making comments about your physical appearance, that can be very, very hard for you and your mental health, because you have spent such a long time with a specific goal to look a specific or a certain way. Ask them to not make any comments about your looks and tell them that that's not okay. If you're struggling in any shape or form, please, 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 please reach out to someone. You're always welcome to message me. I do read and I reply to all my messages, and there are many, many lovely people who follow me, and you guys always ask me such nice questions, and I love talking with you, so feel free to slide in my DMs. Accepting your body changing and gaining some body fat after you've competed, it can be really hard on your mental health. It really can. You know why? Because you've spent such a long time being used to being so lean. But there are some things that we need to drill in our mind and be aware of. Stage physique is not sustainable. I know it's hard. I know it is hard because you get used to being so lean. But we need body fat to keep us healthy. Having a little bit of body fat never hurt anyone. When we start increasing our calorie intake and when we eat more carbs to what we were previously eating, we are going to retain more water, but that's not the worst thing that can happen. We know that per every 1 gram of carbs that we consume, we are going to store anywhere between 3 to 4 grams of water. But what we also know is that we need carbs for performance. And if we want to build more muscle, we need to eat enough carbs and total calories and train really, really, really hard. Going back to the normality after competing, it might be a challenge. But if you weren't ready for a challenge, you wouldn't compete in the first place. You can do hard things. Always remember that. You have competed. Not many people can step on the stage. It takes a lot of sacrifices and hard work to put yourself through a comp prep and to step on the stage and to compete. And you just did that, or you are about to. So always give yourself a pat on the back and just say, I am amazing. I can do anything that I set my mind to. So don't be hard on yourself. If you need someone to talk to someone who understands you and what you're going through. You're always, 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 again, I've said this many times, but you're more than welcome to message me on Instagram or in the app if you're my client. And this was not that long episode, but I hope that this short episode has helped you in some ways, and I hope that you have a great rest of your day. Don't forget to follow me on all social media platforms. Check out my app, check out my website, check out my Instagram, my YouTube, my other podcast episodes, every single thing. Check out everything. Just don't be a stalker, please. The link will be in the description down below. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, I will see you. I will hear you next time. Let me know what other episodes you want me to film. Pass me the mic. I can talk all day, every day. But thank you so much for your time. Thank you for listening. I hope that this has helped you in some kind of a way. And if there is anything that you want to talk about, more than welcome. Again, I've said this many times, but more than welcome to message me on Instagram or in the app if you're my client. More than happy to help. I've been through comp prep. I've competed. I've lost a lot of body fat. I've gained some body fat. I've tracked my calories and my macros. I've been through everything. I'm tired. I'm tired of macros, calories, body composition, building muscle, losing body fat. I'm tired. Just give me some weight and let me go for a run. Speaking of which, there will be a new program launching soon, so keep your eyes peeled on that. But I'm going to wrap it up here. Again, thank you so much for listening. Many, many, many more podcast episodes to come. Next week, we are filming a gut health episode. I'm so excited for that. And we're going to talk about shit and constipation. So very excited for that. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, I will see you and I will hear you next time.